Hello, welcome. Angst in Heart, Frank to 9213 Nigeria. In phone, hearing input, Harcourt. I'm Dial. Now I'm about to run for just a bit. We got, about 21 minutes to go before 4 p.m. There's something in my mind. I'm expressing some thoughts in it, and you're welcome to express your thoughts and mine all the way till 4 p.m. One of the most bizarre things, one of the most bizarre things about Nigeria, about the Nigerian space, is that we consistently, and not that we have to do it once in a while or occasionally, no, we consistently have to remind people to do their jobs that they are being paid to do. Because in Nigeria, more often than not, everybody else knows a thing except the people who are being paid to know it. Somehow, by some stroke of something, the people whose primary duty, whose primary responsibility it is to know a matter and deal with that matter, somehow, just somehow, never know or were never aware of its existence. It's remarkable. It's incredible, really. It's mind-blowing. And today, we'll be reminding our security agencies and our security agents that part of their responsibilities, just in case they did not know, you know, sometimes maybe you can refer to today's rant as something of a refresher course as well, a refresher program, if you will, to remind security agencies that one of their responsibilities also, amongst the several others that they have, is to ensure that they are able to put a stop to the activities of illegal refiners. Yeah, that is one of their responsibilities. And I know it's not their fault, you know, they're very busy doing God knows what. So they might have forgotten. So today's rant, once again, is to remind our security agencies that their jobs include stopping illegal refining of stolen crude. And that said security agencies, by the way, primarily the police, the NSCDC, even the military as well, the army, the navy, the air force, all of them. Because every security agent in this country has some unit or is part of some joint task team or task force that has to do with the oil and gas industry. And particularly the prevention of or acting on information that has to do with sabotage or stealing of crude and illegal refining of these products. It's part of your responsibility and you have to do it. Now, I think it was sometime last week, the Rivers State Governor, for over a week now, the Rivers State Governor or government has waded into this matter. The governor spoke at an event sometime last week. We had security chiefs there and a host of other person, and the governor had some really commendable things to say about this situation. And by the way, you may have misgivings about the governor's actions in tackling the coal fire or the suit situation in River State. Maybe I'm also still keeping my fingers crossed and hoping we get it right. But you must commend still the action to the governor, the actions the governor has taken so far, and the direction it appears that we're headed as far as this matter is concerned. So I've got some audio here from the governor's speech, some of what the governor did say on that occasion, cut to the BBC. It's a little long, about 5.5 minutes. So take your time to listen to it, and I'll be back with the rest of today's rant.
Now, every council chairman was going to identify where the illegal refineries are taking place. Every council chairman, and I'm ready to fight against this. Our people are dying. Now, every council chairman was going to identify where the illegal refineries are taking place. Every council chairman, and I'm ready to fight against this. Our people are dying, and we owe our people to protect them, to save them from death that the river caused. But what are criminals, you want to make money, I agree. But will you make money, let me die? No, I will not agree to that. I don't want to die that way. So you must, and you are given 48 hours to have gone to identify all those areas. So I've called you here to tell you it's a total war. It is either we do it or we don't do it. There's nothing we can do about it. We cannot allow what is going on to continue. Two things, our people are dying. Two, it's shortly a more revenue you get from fresh account. Aquabom tells us get more. Why? Because these boys have caused so much for the cartel, have caused so much problems for us. So we will not allow it. In fact, on the issue of health alone, we cannot allow it. We can't. And we must fight it headlong. It doesn't matter who said we'll go. And I've told them, if they're ready for the war, we are ready. So that's why I've called you. 48 hours. Any local government that does not submit the list where the bunkers, where they are doing the bunkering, and whom they are, prepare for a war too, because you go. You cannot just be chairman of local government and be sleeping there. No, nobody does that. Nobody does that. You must fight for it. You must fight crime. And this is one of the worst crimes. This is even worse than Boko Haram.
And by the way, I should come in here. I believe the 48 hours ultimatum given by the governor has expired. So I do hope that those lists have been provided to the governor. And I do hope that we will find out, get details of those listings, if you will. And what steps or actions the government, working with security agents, who, by the way, primarily today's rant is about, I hope we find out what they are doing or going to do about it as well, back to the governor's speech.
This was them Boko Haram killing you silently, then damaging the economy of the country. I'm not bothered by whether federal government are supporting us or not. We were a duty to our people to protect their lives. Because if you cannot protect the lives of your people, then there's no governance. Because what I saw yesterday, It's not something anybody. If you're a patriotic Nigerian, you cannot allow that. You cannot allow that. If you're a patriotic Nigerian, you can't allow that. Now, on the security side, it's unfortunate for this country. High security people will be involved in illegal bunkers. I can't believe it. Mr. CP, I thank you for transferring the DPO who owns the refinery. But the man must live here. Not just transfer. He must leave this state. He has to leave this state.
Question though, Your Excellency. Question. Why are we thanking the CP exactly? I mean, did the CP not receive intelligence reports that his men, his boys, some of them crackheads, supposedly, are allegedly involved in this illegal trade? Did the CP not get intelligence report on that? And why are we excited also about him transferring the DPO? If a DPO has committed the crime, the DPO should not be transferred. The DPO should have been arrested. It should be in his boxers right now, behind a counter, if not in a cell, because they want to respect, maybe because, you know, the fact that he was a DPO. He should have been stripped to his boxers right now, sitting behind the counter, you know, looking morose, like most of the people do, if not even being paraded, even though that's illegal, by the way. But at least they possibly could have paraded him as well.
I can't be governor here, and a security man owns a refinery, illegal refinery. No, it's not possible. It is not possible. It is either he becomes the governor, or I will be the governor. I will not agree. The man has to go. Take him to wherever they allow bunkering. Tell him they should take him. He shouldn't be here again. Where is the civil defense man? Yes. Who is the man in charge of vandalism of a pipeline? Who is the man in charge? Ted, yes. Who is the man in charge? Tell the man to transfer the man to the leave.
No, Your Excellency. You should ask him to arrest him immediately. And stripping to his boxers. And they should take him behind. They should look for the nearest counter. The nearest counter, and ask him to sit behind there. Your Excellency, let's try that next time. Let's keep that in the back of our minds and try that next time.
It's a saboteur. Complete saboteur. I will not allow it. I mean, how can security men be the ones in for what? What kind of country are we in? What kind of country?
Your Excellency, in case you didn't know, that's how we do it here. Your Excellency, yeah, I think your people have not been intimating you as to what's going on. Maybe that's why it took you a long time to react to the suit situation also. Because they don't tell you what's going on. And when we tell you what's going on here on Nigeria Info and other media houses, they say we have been sponsored by the opposition. If you will listen to Nigeria Info often, Your Excellency, you will know these things. You will know these things. That's how we have been doing it. That's what all of us have been struggling with, Your Excellency.
If that man is not transferred, let us one day. You know where you are sitting? It's our property.
No, Your Excellency, boxers. Boxers now, not transfer. Boxers, prefer boxers. Sit down. Sit down on the ground. Send a reporter to cover it where they are parading him.
I will not take it. And you will have found us, civil defense, escorting these people. Civil defense. You people are the ones mainly escorting them. Escorting them. You want to, they sent you here to provide security, but you are doing it to kill us. If this is security you want to provide, don't provide, go. You are killing us. Civil defense. What kind of, I mean, are you people, did you people lobby to come here to kill Rivers people or to protect our land? I will not take it. They come and give you people money. Are you people not ashamed that you are wearing uniform? You are wearing uniform.
Your Excellency, they don't have shame. Your Excellency, they don't have shame. They have many things. Shame is not on the list, Your Excellency, obviously. The way they collect, if you see them on the road, Your Excellency, collecting 15 naira, giving number two, officer in charge, Your Excellency, collecting, will be palming 15 naira. It will stop a whole taxi. Ask everybody to come down. Because of 15 naira, Your Excellency, I will give them number three. They don't have shame. They are completely shameless, Your Excellency.
How the country is going down. Instead of you to fight crime, you are aiding crime. What kind of country is this? Instead of us, you are seeing what is destroying the country, damaging the country. The economy of the country is going down. And you're a uniform man. You are happy because you are collecting.
Yes, sir. 15 naira. I'm giving number seven. That's what you do, Your Excellency. It's horrible. It's horrendous. It's really. And by the way, several hours after the meeting with the governor, the River State Police Command set up a panel to investigate a divisional police officer in charge of Rumuji over his involvement in alleged illegal bronching activities. A statement by the acting spokesperson of the command, Grace Iringikoko, told the panel. Said the panel rather will be headed by an assistant commissioner of police, CP Aboka Friday. CP, didn't you know that a DPO allegedly is involved in coal fire? Apparently, this intelligence report did not reach your office. But if the good people of River State decide to organize a peaceful march or protest, you know, to draw attention to this situation, intelligence report will be flying all over the place that hoodlums will take over. Hoodlums want to burn the city down. Hoodlums want to destroy West Africa because of that peaceful march. But allegedly a DPO is owns a refinery. And we didn't get intelligence report on that, allegedly. Also, the Commandant General of Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps, NICDC, Ahmed Abubakar Audi, ordered the suspension of the head of the anti-vandal team in River State and disbanded units. Your Excellency, don't mind them. Don't mind. Hear what the Commandant General man said recently as regarding when they stormed some of this site. They destroyed, further aggravating the situation. Here's what he said.
You see, there are laws guiding our operations. The laws of for future, when government pass a judgment and the government says, the judgment says, destroy the product. The court says it is an adulterated product. So if you now take it back, you know, to the public, you are creating more injury to the public. So it is better to destroy it because it's already adulterated.
Your Excellency, that's what the NSCDC was saying, that it should destroy it and just not giving any concern not minding what impact or effect that has on the environment, which we have been complaining about hitherto, even before now. So, Your Excellency, that's what we have been dealing with. Police did not get intelligence. NICDC don't have intelligence. Nobody is receiving any kind of intelligence from anywhere, as far as the matter is concerned. Reports have it that security agents are colluding, and in some cases are even the masterminds and kingpins behind these illegal activities. And you're right, Your Excellency, they're all shameless. Very, very shameless. Very, very shameless. I saw a video of NICDC and police fighting over Aquafire. Fighting. Very shameless, Your Excellency. Very, 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 very shameless. So, a reminder once again to our security operatives, to CPA Boca Friday, the NICDC man, and the other fellows also. Part of your job actually is stopping this. You may have forgotten. So, please, receive intelligence report now. Receive. Start receiving intelligence report and deal with this matter. On that note, I end my round. Thanks for listening. Hope I didn't bore you. Any thoughts about it, Reg? Taking your thoughts, by the way, till 4:30 today when the show comes to an end. So the lines are open. Call 0817-93-0003, 0817-93-0003, and 0817-93-0007. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. I'll confirm shortly if we're live on Twitter, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. That's at Nigeria Info PH. Via Facebook on, just go to facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. At facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Keep it brief, straight to the point as well. And once the call is answered, please remember to turn down the volume of your radio set. Very important to do so. Via Facebook, Steve Rufus goes, Shimon River State Police Commissioner. Toya Abua goes, powerful hashtag side comment, hashtag diorun today. The security we're trying to provide might turn out to be insecurity later because of the way we handled it. Okay, he's referring to the task force situation. Dasta Bumate goes, I think the federal government has to come in here. You may have a point as well. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome. Oh, my. 9213, hello.
Hello, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good night. Go ahead.
My name is Emmanuel, calling for my order.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, so far, this information is timely, going to the health implication. Nayo, as I'm talking to you, we are suffering our order. I wonder up to now, I've not heard any information about our order. If you go to our order, Okorowo, Edoha, and Okuma, all these things are happening, and the local government now, up to now, has not announced anything. People are dying every day because of the negative effect of this country. The
Rivers
State government should take effect of it, please. Thank you.
Very welcome. I think the turn by turn thing. Hello, you're welcome.
Good evening. All right,
go ahead. So, hello? Well, I think it's a turn by turn thing. We're going from local government to local government. I remember they're supposed to submit their lists today. So, I think today, Monday. So, I hope they've done that. On the news earlier on, Chairman of Eche local government here, Obinayawo, dismantled and after discovering two oil bunkering sites located at Akwa and Odagwa waterfront. So it appears some work is going on. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello,
hi, go on.
Good evening.
You're welcome. Go on, please. You have a minute.
Okay.
This
police issue in our area. We are dying for this bunker. I'm telling you. And when these civil defense will come, do you know what they do? They will just park their van at the up there, collect the money, walk away. Then these people at Nibu waterfront, those Navy people,
yes,
they will come with a gun boot, take their own money, and leave. It's like everybody died. It's not their concern. It's not their concern. We will support the governor to fight this thing to the end of this illegal chief criminals fire people.
Yes. I see that from you as well. Via Twitter at Errol Lanter goes, the DPO should be arrested and paraded with his boxes without any delay with the GPRS mandate. And by the way, in case you don't know, GPRS means Good People of Rivers State. They're quite different from the well-meaning people of Rivers State. Not to be confused with each other, the good people are different. At Jeff Odinshi Twitter, get it down. That DPO might not be the only top officer involved in this illegal old bunkering in Rivers State. We properly investigated by the panel. Security personnel have been aiding the crime long before now in the state. All right, to the phone lines. Hello, Hard Factor.
Hello,
Dickie
Dial.
Hello, go ahead.
Good afternoon. See what I want to say about this security agent to be investigated. My brother, if I want to say, I would tell them, say, we should investigate everybody because it's not only that man is involved. Nobody will be security agency in Port Harcourt. If you give them to you to swear now that they have not even criminal, that will be alive. So if they know say it's only that man, may they live up.
All right, but I'm quite sure that it can't be every security agent in Rivers State that's involved in this. That's literally impossible. I mean, and contrary to popular belief, or what you might even think I believe, I'm sure that there are good security personnel out there, upright, upstanding, good citizens with integrity. Yeah, there are. Hello, you're welcome. Good day, go ahead.
How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you.
Yes. Come on, the rent.
Go on, please.
I just want to comment on this rant.
Yes.
I just want to tell you a story. And I really thank God for this move, if actually they can sustain it. Where I am living, they used to load these trailers. Sometimes almost 8-9 in the night. And at the stage, I became uncomfortable with it. And I went to my landlord and I told him, I said, why can't you go and report to police? He told me, say, my brother, that this thing has nothing to do with police issues. That if you eventually report this matter to police, he said, it is the same police that will tell these bad people that you are the one that reported it to them. And the next thing again, say, they will come after you. The only thing he advised me, say, that this thing needs prayer, that it's only God that will stop it. Believe me, whatever problem we are having today in respect of all this illegal bunkering, NCDC, police, they are the one aiding and abetting it. I really thank God for where we are going today. God bless you for the rest.
You as well. All right, 2.3, hello.
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 Hi,
go ahead.
Yeah, hello, dear King, I'm calling from a moment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Dio, talking about police and other security agencies involving in this country, I will rate them by percentage. Particularly here in River State, I would say 98% of security, highly ranked police officers in this state are usually involved in illegal bunkering. Like, let me use a woman as a case study where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
I do see these people when they carry these illegal bunkers. You will see police, they will use police van and escort them. Some of community boys will use their officer, let me take my own share. So, Governor, I think if we will persecute, if Friday Ebuka, Commissioner of Police, will persecute only one person that is mentioned, they should put in check-up and routine investigation. Go to all these rural areas, involve all other security agencies that is involved, those that is escorting it, and bring all of them to book so that this nonsense will stop. Thank you.
Possibly by investigating, you know, the news item I read out a while ago, the statement from the acting police spokesperson, an investigation has commenced right now. So it's not unlikely that if there are others that are involved, the investigation will unearth that and we will know who else is involved, hopefully. 913, hello.
Hello, Mr. Dayo, good evening.
You're welcome, go on.
Yes, Mr. Precious. I want to liaise with the police and ensure that not just chasing this police officer away from River State, but he should be punished severely. If possible, he should be dismissed from the police force because this is a serious economic sabotage, and not just that alone. If the governor can't do this, then every other person has been caught should be freed, because there is no sacred cow here.
Mm-hmm.
We have been crying for the past 5 years, and now we are getting the cold case of this. Nobody should be allowed to go free. They should serve the punishment meant to be served. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, could I go on?
In respect to your discussion, my name is Peter.
Go ahead, please.
Are you there?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. See, I am happy with the recent governor's declaration on war against oil fire. According to, they say they are going to local government by local government. They have already invited DPOM Mohwa, that is Rumuji. They should bounce into Rumuji, Alimini. And then, if they want this matter to be a stop, at least Omerelu Road, they have 20 taken points. You cannot even pass Omerelu. If you want to go to Owerri, you can't pass. 20 police taken points. And they are Nigerian policemen collecting money, aiding and abetting. The CP should help us and remove them first and put the people that can arrest and prosecute them within 24 hours. That road will be impossible for them.
Mm.
Then come to Eche here.
Yeah.
Chokoche. At least the same measure should be taken there. Go to Aba Road. The same measure should be taken there. By the time you go to Ogoni Road, the same measure there again. Tell me where they will spot this into. And then this thing, as soon as you hear that they have caught one or two and prosecuted them, then let me see whosoever that said that he has forehead that will continue with this profile anymore. They are killing us.
Absolutely.
We are dying gradually. The voice that are crying, they are crying, but nobody hears them. The governor is not getting information from the police and the civil defense he said they have in this state. They are not helping matters. So that is my own suggestion on how they can curb this thing a little. Let them mount this area I mentioned here, if it is manned properly, and remove all those miscreants they call themselves policemen, collecting money and not doing anything. Then you will see that this thing will have a face and know where we are fighting it from. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Via Facebook, Bagudu Zakaria goes, what a DPO did isn't good, but it can be stripped to his boxers till he's been dismissed from the job. Well, Bagudu, nobody should be stripped to their boxers, whether or not even if we caught you in the act of committing the crime, it shouldn't be stripped to your boxers, no. It shouldn't be. But I imagine that this DPO at his station, several persons must have been stripped to their boxers and paraded, quite likely. So maybe the DPO should have a taste of his own medicine, you know, and be stripped to his boxers, and not just that, but sit behind the counter also. Maybe take him to force headquarters. And then the CP, Ebuka Friday, while standing in front of journalists and reporters, said that's the DPO. Look at him. That's the DPO that His Excellency the Governor is talking about. We have to thank God for His Excellency. If not for His Excellency that gave us intelligence, we wouldn't have known. But that's the DPO. Look at him. Look at him. That's the DPO that has given us a bad name. A bad name. That's the DPO that is further worsening the bad name we have already. As if the bad name we have already is not bad enough. This one is trying to worsen the situation. That's him. That's him. Emmanuel Sunday goes, Mr. DPO should be paraded just like every other Nigerian. Bada Emmanuel on Facebook goes, I was in a taxi today and a woman was boasting that nobody can stop oil fire in Rivers State. Look, we must join hands with the governor of the state to stop this nonsense. I'm sure if that woman's sons or nephews are picked up or nieces are picked up in relation to oil fire, she will join other women and release a press release and say that they cannot eat and they can't sleep, that the governor should forgive their children. Abdulganiu Jim on Facebook goes, very shameful, river security agents. And let's see. Dr. Bumante goes, I think the federal government has to come in here. Stephen Ibudu goes, that's not a DPO who should be investigated. The army generals, local government chairman, community leaders, commissioners, etc. All right. Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines now. Hello, how to find you? Welcome.
Yo, good evening, Dario.
All right, go on.
Dario, this is a sign that things can actually work in our country if the leaders take responsibility.
Absolutely.
To do things differently.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense to you, sir?
Absolutely.
How many years now? What fire have been around? So many years. There's a clear indication that if you look at the, I don't know why you didn't read out the quality air index, what used to do. We are breathing better air today. Honestly, in just 3-4 days, I can tell you clearly. The smoke, the soot thing has reduced drastically, and we can live a lot better if this whole thing is put to an end completely. It means that something can actually work well in our country if our leaders are responsible. Thanks again to the governor. I'm not interested in prosecuting multiple people if they are not caught. The one that was caught, that will be used as deterrent to say to others. The one that was caught, the NCDC man, the leader that has gone viral, and then the police officer that owns a refinery, an illegal refinery. The governor called it a refinery. That's a very big man by now, Dayo. Doing illegal things. Making so much money.
Yeah.
So even if you retire from the Nigerian police, he has nothing to lose. That guy should actually be prosecuted and sent to jail.
Absolutely.
He found culpable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good one, Dayo. Let's have government work like this. Let automaton be given, just like bandits everywhere now. Give them automaton and force them out. We can have a better country. You don't think criminals to keep gloves. That's why they keep police rated everywhere.
We don't beg them. We don't beg them to sheathe their swords.
Say again?
I said we don't beg them to sheathe their swords.
No. That's we've got past that state. No one sheathes their swords anymore. if they were not enjoying the crime, they would by now they would have all been fetched out. If because they enjoy the process and then the law agencies are aiding and abetting, that's why they're continuing. By now, the whole state, I can assure you, next one with Dayo, will have very good air police, and our people will be healthier, we will be healthier, all of us will be healthier, living in the state. It's a good way forward, and I want to commend the governor for the state he's taking, and then your station too for making us talk about it today. It's actually very commendable. Well done, Dayo.
Thank you. 9213, hello.
Hello, Dayo.
Hello, go on. All right, go ahead.
It's my panel calling from Maryland. Yes, now police has been mentioned as a culprit. We also have other security agencies. In Bolivia right now, as I'm talking to you, even the Navy and the army is also involved in bunker activities. This is directly. They put that directly to the creek to meet the boys. And it's not like the police that goes on the road and collect that from them. This is one that in this government, the army, we go in to the creeks, right into the creeks with their gunboats, and they will settle scores with the get their own part and just leave instead of arresting them. Sometimes when accusations have become so many, that is when you see them with the overseas, the set of getting the camps on fire. But from my own very eyewitness, I have seen them directly. We had arranged issues with vehicles, get money from them, and even escort them from the point of where they get this thing, and then escort them directly to where their destination is, and then come back and just get money from them. So it's just very embarrassing that within security agencies, I don't know whether their head men don't know anything about it, but from what I understand, it's like this is their hierarchy. I don't know much about what we are talking about because from all indications, it's very clear that when they get some of these guys from these boys, they get them even all along, straight to their hierarchy, in response, give something back to them. So government should fight it headlong and then see to that suit is being stopped because even in the morning, you see that everything is Amatan, but it's not Amatan. If you put on your white cloth, you can't even travel. By the time you move from point A to B, you are white, you turn to black.
Yeah.
So it's very dangerous and it's racist. Government should try all its efforts to make sure that this hydro-headed monster is being put to a stop. So
absolutely. Must be down to it. Hello, hard fact to welcome.
Hello, Dan. Good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
Okay. There are so many aspects to this thing I wanted to look at.
Yeah.
You know, when our chairman were busy empowering the youth with training, pipeline
welding. Yes.
And you know you're not going to provide jobs for these people. So what next? The people are trained already. What next? They go into the field on their own, illegally.
Okay.
So I think our chairman now should see that they should not just empower people like that. Streamline your empowerment.
Mm.
You don't just train youth like that and leave them hanging. That's another thing. Then if you watch that video, there were so many disturbing aspects to it. One thing that struck me was when the commandant came, the NSCDC commandant, when he came there, and he was saying this is their exhibit site. You could see he was trying to conflict with what the other man was trying to say and all that. It was really a shame of a video of shame.
A show of shame.
I was just embarrassed being in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Watching that thing. It was just horrible.
Yeah. Like the governor said, they don't have any shame.
They don't have any shame. Absolutely no shame.
Hmm.
See, the other one that was really vibrating and all that, later it just became cold. The whole thing, that video was horrible. That video shouldn't... I don't know. Thank God for social media, because a lot of things should have been denied.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things should have been denied. We thank God for social media.
Yeah.
And also, Dayo, now are you being paid by the opposition or which one?
I'm not sure who's paying me right now. I'm a bit confused as well as who's paying me correctly.
Who is giving you the brand envelope now?
I don't know who is bankrolling me right now.
But I think we as Rivers people, we should be able to look at things. Youth, let me just say Rivers people, the youth, let's look at things that with the critically.
Mm.
If somebody is not saying what favors me, but is the person actually saying the truth? Is the person actually saying the fact?
Mm.
I really enjoy Nigerian info. You guys should continue. This is real journalism.
Well, we'll do what we can. Thank you very much.
Okay,
yeah. And in case you didn't get the point she was trying to make, I mean, we've been talking about this for a very, very long time, you know, for a very long time. And at some point, there was some campaign to make it seem like we're simply attacking the government. We're simply attacking the administration. We're simply attacking PDP. And it wasn't as serious as that, you know. Why are you talking about it, you know? And then even recently, as recent as a couple of weeks ago, the narrative was that it's on the exclusive list and there's nothing the state government can do about it, you know, just some weeks ago. And all of a sudden, the state is suddenly able to do something about it. Apparently, it's been moved from the exclusive list to another list that I'm not aware of. And all of a sudden, that thing that the media was attacked for talking about, for trying to raise awareness on, all of a sudden everybody is saying kudos, yes, we're doing the right thing, yes, SLIC is doing the right thing, kudos to SLIC for doing the right thing, let's fight this thing. It's remarkable. It's remarkable indeed. And I'm quite certain that a lot of those who are kudosing His Excellency for what he's doing right now were vociferously attacking Nigerian for other media outlets recently, not too long ago, for talking about this situation. But now everybody is thumping up and giving His Excellency high fives for this wonderful feat of fighting Profire in River State. But anyways, ours is a thankless job. It's not done because of the applause, because many times there won't be an applause. Many times it's going to be attacks, verbal, sometimes even physical, by the way. Many times it's going to be that. But it's all about doing what's right, being responsible. Whether or not there's an evasion, it's completely irrelevant. What's right is right in the face of scorn or in the face of evasion. Scorn or accusation does not change the fact that it's right. It doesn't. An ovation doesn't make it right any more right either. If it's right, it's right. Whether you get an ovation for it or you get scorned for it. Yeah. So, anyways, So once again, to our security agents, please get intelligence. Get intelligence. The Navy has been fingered as well. Army has been fingered. Everybody has been fingered. Let's do the right thing. Let's arrest those who are involved. Let's arrest all of them. NICDC and co. Arrest everybody. That DPO allegedly should be in boxers right now, behind the counter somewhere. And let's work with the government to ensure that this works. All right. And to all those women, our mothers who are not eating, please look for something to eat this afternoon. Your children who are running will come back home, if they're not guilty, of course. But if they are guilty, they must face the full wrath of the law.